Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to 2020. Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. Hey, everybody, it's Kate Delaney, and boy, what a crazy New Year's Eve celebration it was for many, many people. And crazy included things that happened with the weather. For all of you listening to me in Washington State, wow, state troopers in that state spent about 10 hours digging cars and semi-trucks out from tumbleweeds. It was the craziest thing. There were hills and hills of tumbleweeds that flooded a road on New Year's Eve, and in fact, people there are calling it, ready for this, Tumblegeddon. Yeah. So it happened around 6:30, and the tumbleweeds blocked an area about 20 miles west of Richland, and it was bad, apparently. I mean, they were called out. They had five cars, one semi-truck that had to be uncovered. One car was abandoned. It was that bad. I mean, they couldn't clearing the road. It was so eerie. If you have not seen this, I just have to describe this to you. So they say winds were about 50 miles an hour, and they were trying to clear the stretch of road the length of three football fields. So think of that in your mind. Picture that in your mind, three football fields filled with tumbleweeds. So the wind, apparently there was just all those tumbleweeds were out there, and it just blew it all in that direction. And usually, from what I understand, you can just drive through tumbleweeds, but because they all smashed in at once, the visibility was just not there. So what did that mean? It meant that, yeah, that's why they had to come and clear it, and that's why they got the phone calls. And is that not the craziest thing? Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, and then, of course, many of you probably ushered in the new year, you know, the whole New Year's thing. Did you stay up? Did you watch the ball drop on Times Square? Did something happen in your neck of the woods? Because now so many people do celebrations. In fact, I thought one of the interesting ones, I mean, they had huge crowds, of course, in Times Square. That's the tradition, the confetti, the throngs of people in the streets, the ball dropping, that whole thing. But Nashville has become such a hot city that crowd swells and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And country star Keith Urban was there with Stevie Nicks. And they did, you know, they weren't the only ones. There were all kinds of other celebrities that were there, musicians, because they live in Nashville. And that thing keeps growing. And I'd be interested in going to it. They said about 200,000 people were there. And it was, you know, pretty big. And it's the fourth year they've done it. It's at Bicentennial Mall there. And the attendance keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But can you imagine, for any of you who remember Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, and she did with Keith Urban, they collaborated on a couple of different songs. They did a Fleetwood Mac song, they did Secondhand News, and they did a Tom Petty song, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, and how cool is that? And then Stevie Nicks came back and did Edge of 17. You can tell I'm a fan, obviously. And people love Keith Urban, and the two of them together. I went back and listened to how they sounded, and it was really pretty interesting, really pretty good. So this may be something to put eventually on a list. If you don't want to be in the middle of New York, but you live somewhere close to Nashville, or you feel like going to Nashville, that might be a good place to go, because they had a lot of people, you know, over 200,000 people, somewhere right in there is what they estimate, but that's not the kind of crowds you're talking about, like in a New York. So it would be, I think it would be doable, where you wouldn't have to be standing out there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, because that's what happens when you go to New York. It can be pretty brutal. All right, so there was sadly gun violence in ushering in a new year. I'll just tell you about a couple of quick ones. At a nightclub in Lubbock, Texas, a gunman killed two guys, a 17-year-old and a 24-year-old. That's sad. Also, at a celebration at a club in Orlando, two men were fatally shot. Someone opened fire at that celebration. 250 people that were there, supposedly around that number, started running for safety. Sad to hear about that. And in St. Louis, four people were shot to death, three in one location, another in was shot in a leg but survived, another person was fatally shot. You get the idea that, you know, tempers flare and things happen, and there's no, obviously there's no excuses that wash for the, to me, for the taking of human life. So while some people were kissing and cheering and welcoming in 2020, I went bowling. My family was in town, and they set up a really cool thing where they had bowling and arcade games, and took my nephew there, and found out that my sister smashes a bowling ball down, I don't know if this is fast or not, but over 18 miles an hour, and my brother had one game where he had five strikes. Did any of you bowl out there? Five strikes? I mean, maybe that's common. It was very unusual for me to see that. And I can't even remember the last time we bowled. And I have to say, it was actually pretty fun. It was earlier in the evening. So I hope you did something equally as fun or at least entertaining or relaxing or however you wanted it to go down. Speaking of relaxing, because that's what's all about, of course, college football and bowl games. And in the bowl games, it was relaxing for some and upsetting for others. I'll tell you about Texas. The Longhorns crushed in their bowl, which so many people were anxious to obviously see that. Texas just, Utah looked flat, and Texas took advantage. And so, you know, is Texas back? That's a question people are asking. I love that they're part of the conversation because of the bowl game. So, again, relevant, right? And it was a nice win for Longhorn fans to see that. I was watching part of that when I was out at the bowling alley, and you could see that they started to pull away after the halftime. So they scored, you know, how many points? I want to say 28 points in the second half of the game, and they beat Utah 38-10. Remember, Utah was one point considered to be a possible finalist, a semifinal finalist, one of those four spots, and they, of course, didn't get there. But good for Texas, because that is a very, very big win. All right, couple of other quick notes on this. LSU, of course, destroyed Oklahoma, and Clemson narrowly gets by Ohio State, so they're playing for the national title game, but that doesn't happen until the 13th. But you also had Michigan playing, and Michigan was playing Alabama, and Alabama's had its struggles with the quarterback, of course, being out, Mac Jones stepping in. He did a great job, threw for over 327 yards, and Alabama beat Michigan 35-16 in the Citrus Bowl. Big win. Minnesota, Golden Gophers, a lot of people talking about the Golden Gophers. So they knocked off Auburn 31-24. And bowl season is still relevant for, you know, so many of us. As a kid, I can remember watching bowls. All right, sad news from the NBA. Commissioner David Stern loses his life at 77 years old. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. He had a brain hemorrhage, so it wasn't looking great. And, I mean, this is a guy who was a visionary. He took over a league, and he made it something really, really big. I mean, not single-handedly, because he got people to buy into his vision, but he just did an incredible job with that league, and he did make it a global multi-billion dollar business. He suffered a brain hemorrhage back in December 12th, underwent emergency brain surgery, and sadly lost his life at the age of 77. All right, stay with us. The ambassador to Ireland, a conversation with him next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
To be with the ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, Daniel Mulhall, and boy, so much is happening in Ireland, and of course we took the show America Tonight to Ireland, as many of you know, and then wanted to go on the trip back with me as well, and there's so much to talk about. When we talk about Brexit, is Ireland and Northern Ireland, and I know you're going to talk about that as you're in Dallas, Texas, and we've had the fortune to catch up with you here, so tell us, give us a thumbnail on that, what that means for both Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Brexit is a major challenge for Ireland. It's a challenge because we have strong economic links with Britain and we want to preserve those links as best we can, but it will be challenging when Britain leaves the European Union. It may affect our trade with Britain. Politically, of course, the border in Ireland has been an open border for the last 25 years. We want to keep it that way, but it's a challenge to do so when you have Britain leaving the European Union, leaving the customs union, and leaving the single market. Everyone's agreed there can't be a hard border in Ireland, and at the moment we're just trying to figure out how to make that a reality. And what we feel we need is a guarantee that no matter what happens in the relationship between Britain and the European Union, which has to be determined over the next few years, whatever happens, there cannot be a hard border on the island of Ireland. And it's that guarantee that's currently being worked on, and it's proving a little difficult to reach agreement on.
Right, and say proving difficult to reach an agreement on, you imagine that you're a negotiator, that this is going to take some time to kind of get out of the weeds on that.
Of course, Brexit happened 2 years ago. The referendum took place. Since then, for the last year and a half, there have been negotiations between the UK and the European Union on what's called the withdrawal agreement. And one element of the withdrawal agreement is the arrangements in Ireland, which have to be settled before we can go on to phase two. And phase two is about the future relationship between the UK and the European Union, which is also vitally important to Ireland, of course, for reasons to do with our trade and economic links, as I mentioned. The border in Ireland is proven to be a very difficult proposition, a very difficult issue to resolve. I still remain hopeful that this will happen. We'll find a solution, because frankly, not finding a solution is such a catastrophic outcome that I don't believe either side will want to face that kind of chaotic consequences. The consequence would be that Britain would crash out of the European Union, would leave without an agreement, and there'd be nothing in place to regulate future UK-EU relations, and that would be hugely damaging for everyone concerned, principally, of course, for Britain, but also for Ireland.
Yeah. Before becoming the 18th ambassador to the US from Ireland, you also had a similar role, obviously, with the UK. What are the biggest differences between dealing with the Brits and dealing with the Americans? I imagine there's some nuances.
More than nuances. First of all, the scale of America is something else again. So when you live outside of America, you have no idea of what it's like, the scale of this country. And Texas, for example, would be a substantial country anywhere else in the world. In America, it's just one of the 50 states. So I find I spend a lot of time traveling around this country. It's fascinating to see the variety of this country and to discover that there are Irish Americans everywhere you go. The second difference really is that the attitude towards Ireland is so hugely positive in the United States that it really does uplift my spirits. Whenever I feel a bit tired, I just have to go and meet an Irish American community anywhere in the United States, and that lifts my spirits right away. I find I get energy from Irish America, because this is a phenomenon that's really quite intriguing to my mind, is that people who are 3, 4, 5 generations removed from Ireland still feel an affiliation and an affection for Ireland, which is remarkable and a huge asset for our country.
Yeah, you heard me mention in the beginning that I took the show to Ireland, and the what happened was the Irish Tourism Board set something up where I did shows live from the Castle Clontarf, and they took me to Dublin and all over the place, so I got to really get a bird's eye view of everything in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and then Ireland as well. And I find the same thing, that on St. Patrick's Day here, everybody's Irish.
My summary of the St. Patrick's Day phenomenon in America would be that everywhere else in the world, St. Patrick's Day is an Irish event in which some of the locals join in to have fun. In America, it's an American event in which the Irish are part. But that's the difference. Irish Americans have such a strong sense of Irishness that they own St. Patrick's Day in America, and we become part of it, but we don't own it, whereas we own it everywhere else in the world.
I love that. Let's talk about Texas and the fact that this is big. You mentioned Irish Americans all over the place, people wanting to come to Ireland, even if they're not Irish. Americans do. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know they're high, because I looked maybe a couple of weeks ago and I saw that the tourism rate from America to Ireland is off the charts. So now there's actually going to be service straight from Dallas, right?
From next summer onwards, there'll be a direct flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Dublin, and that will be the first ever direct link between Texas and Ireland. What that will do is it will encourage more Texans to discover Ireland, discover their Irish roots, discover our country, play golf in Ireland, enjoy what Ireland has to offer. It'll also, of course, facilitate business links, because it will be easier for Irish companies to come here to look at the possibility of setting up in Texas and availing of the opportunities that exist here. It will also encourage Texas companies to have a look at Ireland, because having to go via New York or Chicago or somewhere is always a drawback when it comes to doing business. So I think it's very exciting that we now have this new route plan, and I'm sure that route will grow and become a major source of connectivity between Ireland and Texas.
Yeah. Tell us about your book, New Dawning.
Well, I wrote a book in 1900 called A New Day Dawning. I'm a historian, an Irish historian by training, and I've tried to keep an interest in history. I also published a book in 2016 called The Shaping of Modern Ireland. So basically, my book that I wrote in 1900, in the year 2000, was a book that tried to explore the Ireland of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. for me at least, that's the key moment in Irish history. In 1890, we were kind of more or less an established part of the United Kingdom, and okay, we wanted to get our own local regional parliament. It wasn't really much of a push for independence. By 1922, we were independent. Okay, the country was divided, but still, part of it was independent. Nobody could have imagined that 30 years before. So I wanted to look at that period between 1890 and 1922 to see, in particular the period around 1900, to see what it was that changed. What changed was that we had a new kind of sense of Irishness developed. There were those who tried to revive the Gaelic language, revived our ancient Gaelic games, which are today the most important sports in Ireland, Gaelic football and hurling. Also, we had a literary revival, we had an economic revival, and an effort to create a cooperative movement in Ireland which would revive our countryside. So it was an overall effort made to revive Ireland, and that succeeded, and eventually in 1922 we became independent, but only after we'd had a revolution rising in 1916, and then a war of independence between 1919 and 1921. So it took a while to get there, but Ireland was a place in transition at that time. And one of the things that I have always been interested in is the literature of that period. So at the moment I'm doing a blog on James Joyce's Ulysses, because I know most people maybe find they started the book but never finished it. I'm trying to help people to get through it by doing a blog on each chapter by chapter, and by 2021 or thereabouts I'll have completed the entire book, because the centenary of the publication of Joyce's Ulysses will be in February 2022. So I'm preparing really for the centenary of that great literary occasion, which will be the centenary of the publication of Joyce's Ulysses.
Wow. So for all the James Joyce fans out there, and there are many, that's great. Go and look at this blog, and then you'll be able to follow along, because you're right, people complain that they can't get through it.
Yeah, you can access it through my Twitter account. I have a link to my blog there. My Twitter account is @DanMulhall, and I'm very keen to have more American followers, because I'd like to maybe have as many thousand followers as your president has millions. That would be nice.
Oh, Mr. Perfect Place to end this, but I have to ask you this. Biggest challenge in your role as the ambassador from Ireland to the U.S.?
The biggest challenge is the sheer geographical scale of the United States and the sheer scale of Irish America. I mean, how do you connect with 35 million people? I spend all my time going around, talking to people, blogging, tweeting, trying to link with Irish America, meeting Irish organizations wherever I go, doing public events. But at the end of the day, connecting with that number of people is always going to be a challenge. And it seems to me also connecting modern Ireland with modern America, that's the challenge, because we have traditional links and are very strong. We have business links, but we need, I think, to join up the dots between the story of contemporary Ireland and the story of contemporary America. It's my job to tell Ireland's story here in America and to listen to the American story and to link the two stories in positive and productive ways.
Ambassador Mulhall, thank you so much. No Delaney's right in your background? We're not related.
None that I know of, anyway. None that I know of. But there are lots of Delaney's I know, and it's always a pleasure to meet people that have a wonderful name like yours.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Violent demonstrations ended outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad with the departure of an Iranian-backed militia and its supporters. The withdrawal from the Green Zone comes after the U.S. military sent hundreds of reinforcements to the region, specially trained Marines and paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he's willing to send more, but that depends on whether the situation has been completely diffused. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says they could resume nuclear testing because there's no longer grounds for them to be self-bound by a self-declared postponement. President Trump responded.
He likes me. I like him. We get along. He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
He joins us on Author's Corner. His name's David Murdoch. He's written a book called The Bible. I love this title. The Bible was not written in English, how church traditions have kept us in the dark. So your ears are going to perk up. We had a great off-air conversation. David, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and greetings from Texas. I appreciate being on your show.
The Bible was not written in English, and you're saying how traditions have kept us in the dark. So explain what you wanted people to understand from your book and why you wrote it.
Well, the why you wrote it part was the, I think, people, especially one particular friend that we talked about earlier that had encouraged me to write some of the things that we've been talking about over the last 10 years. In so doing, we wrote a book, and then we wrote another book. And in doing so, writing is like anything else. The more you do it, hopefully, the better you get at it. And my second book, my publisher sent it to a seminary professor in Colorado, and this is the reason why I was motivated to maybe do more. He called me on the landline and told me what he was doing, and then he said, Murdoch, where'd you come up with some of this stuff? And I said, well, first of all, do you accept a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible? And he said, absolutely. I've got one right here on my desk. I said, okay, what do you have a problem with? And he said, well, what about all this stuff in the garden? And I said, well, get your Strong's out. He got his Strong's out. I said, you know where God was talking to Adam and Eve? And he said, concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't even touch it. I said, okay, look up that word touch in ancient Hebrew. He looks it up. The definition in the Strong's Concordance is to lie with a woman. And then in another place, God said, Eve, woman, what is thou hast done? And she said, the serpent beguiled me. And I said, look up that word, beguiled, seduced. I said, now let me ask you a question. What's that got to do with eating an apple? And he laughed. And then for the next 45 minutes, we went through the Bible, him asking questions, putting him back in the straws, back and forth, back and forth. At the end of the conversation, he said, Murdoch, I'm a seminary professor. I have a master's degree. I've been pastoring a church for 25 years, and I've learned more Bible in the last hour than I've learned my entire life. He said, how is that possible? I said, well, it's real simple. You were taught by people who loved you, but you were basically taught through traditions of men, and you were taught in English, and you did not go back to the manuscripts. Long story short, he ended up writing the foreword for that manuscript.
Wow.
And so based on that, that's the reason that I was motivated to continue writing. This book has about 1,200 scriptures that are either quoted or referred to, and it really boils down to this, Kate. When a person gets serious about wanting to find out and learn about God, then God gets serious with them. And it's a two-way street. It's a two-way conversation. You have a walking, talking relationship with your Creator. And that's really the motivation. This book was written to really drive people into the Bible and into the manuscripts.
Yeah, you gave us a great example of that, David. Give us another example, because I think there's a lot of people listening that fall into this category, and obviously so do you, and you gave us the example right off the bat. But looking at the scriptures, what, for example, is something that people would miss? I mean, of everything that you've looked at, examined, and pulled out, what do you think is one that people really miss?
Well, I think one that people can relate to are the food laws that are written in Leviticus 11. Leviticus, we're told that we're not to eat scavengers, and I'm going to shorten them. And then you go over to the New Testament, over in Timothy, and most of the churches today preach that when Christ arose, that all of the food laws, we can now eat anything we want to as long as we bless it. And they quote a scripture over there, and it says, concerning marriage, he said, don't let any man judge you concerning marriage or those things. But they leave out this one scripture there. It says, those things which were intended to be received. Well, he did not intend for us to receive scavengers into our bodies. And if we continue to eat them over a period of time, then we have a lot of health problems. And I've interviewed a lot of medical doctors over the years on this very subject. And it ranges depending on the doctor, but in the 80% of medical problems, health problems that people have today is over the things that we're eating. We're eating incorrectly because we're not following the food laws. Dr. Barnett, when he built a cancer clinic here in Cleburne, he got up and spoke to Rotary Club, and he said, gentlemen, if you will obey the food laws in the Bible, you will never need my services. And I think that's one of the traditions, one of the things that people have skipped over, and we pay dearly for it in our physical health.
Boy, no kidding. In doing this, and for you, I can tell by talking to you, and this is the second time we've had this conversation, now we're having it with the rest of the world, you feel very at ease with the Bible and your understanding of it, and it's like a friend. It feels like, to me, I feel like when I'm talking to you, you're just living, breathing for you, right?
Well, I think that it has to be that way. You know, the Bible tells us to be Christ-like. He says to be thou perfect as I am perfect. But if you look up that word perfect, it's not perfect as we understand it. It's mature. In other words, Paul said this. He said, when I was a child, I acted as a child. I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so as we grow, as we get into the Word and the Word becomes one with us, then we are comfortable with it. Prayer, which on a daily basis is just talking to your Creator, establishing a relationship with your Creator. This is something that's teachable, learnable, and doable for anybody. Everybody that's listening to us right now, there They're one of God's creation. They may not love him, they may not like him, they may hate him, whatever, but they're still one of God's creation. And all they have to do is open the door for God to get involved in their lives, and he will. God is very real. And in today's world, you know, there's so much fakeness in the world today that the truth really upsets people. And a lot of times we just forget about the Bible and leave it out. We think it's just a dusty old book. But the Bible is not just another book. The Bible is the Word of God. In fact, he tells us over John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it's a very important part. He tells us in Revelations, he said, that if you please him, he said, I created all things for his pleasure. I created all things for my pleasure. And so if he created all things, including us, for his pleasure, the question is, what have we done to please him? You know, it's kind of like having a child that maybe you have a couple of children and they leave home and one of them calls you on your birthday and he calls you on a regular basis, tells you they thought of you. The other one, you never hear from them unless they want some money or something. And which one are you going to favor? Which one are you going to think more of? And we're created in his image, so he has these same feelings. He gets upset. He gets ticked off, and it's not a good thing to tick him off, but he says, I'm slow to anger, but I do get angry.
I love that. I love that. The Bible was not written in English. How Church Traditions Have Kept Us in the Dark. We're speaking with David Murdoch. You can get it on Amazon.com. What was the reaction to your book, the people that you've touched in your life and just people you know?
Well, the reaction has been very good. The reaction has been very similar to what you were first talking about. I think people have been so involved in tradition. We're brought up, if we were brought up in a particular denomination, that tends to be what we are. But deep down inside, I think there is a knowledge, especially in a lot of people, that says there's got to be more. There's got to be more than just coming to a pretty building with stained glass windows and organ music, and I appease my conscience. And then I go back out in the world the rest of the week, and reality of life sets in, and things just don't work out, and I don't really have a place for God in my life. And that's where the mistake is made, is because when you have a relationship with your Creator, he tells us over in Amos, he said, you know, there'll be a famine in the end time. It's not going to be a famine for food or water, but it's going to be people starving to death for the Word of God. And that's the hunger that's in so many hearts today. It doesn't really matter the denomination or what name is over the door of the church or whatever, but inside that church is the Word of God being taught. And so much today, and it's unfortunate and it's sad to say that so many times today, you go to a service and you go there wanting to hear about God, and you have someone gets up, well-meaning, they'll quote a couple of scriptures, and then they say their own words for another 30, 45 minutes. And God talks about this, and he says, woe unto you pastors who scatter my flocks. He said, you say your words are more important than my words. And to me, a pastor, which comes from the word pasture, like you turn a herd of cattle or sheep out on a pasture to eat, we're supposed to feed the flock, and you do that by teaching the Bible chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Bible says here a little, there a little, line by line. So when we do it that way, then the people are fed. That real amazing sermon that a person that's well-gifted in wordsmithing can make chills run up and down your backbone. But, you know, when you get into the situations of life, that sermon you heard that did not have the Word of God. It had mostly philosophy and psychology involved in it and a seven-point plan. Those things you don't even remember. Most people, you can ask them. I've been counseling for almost 50 years. And most people, when you ask them if they've ever been taught the Bible all the way through in their church, regardless of the denomination, I have yet, in almost 50 years, I have yet to have one that said, we teach the Bible all the way through.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. And the reason why you should get it, the Bible is not written in English. How Church Traditions Have Kept Us in the Dark. David Murdoch, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I would just like to say that we should all know by now that the Bible was not written in English, and just reading the Bible in English is not enough. If we want to be successful, we have to use the Hebrew and the Greek. How many make the distinction that we have a Western mindset attempting to understand an English translation taken from an Eastern language written with an Eastern mindset thousands of years ago? Those facts alone should give us pause to consider and reconsider what we have been taught as gospel. Thank you so much for having me on your program, Kate.
Thank you. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here, right here.
Pick it up.
Candy, candy, candy.
Pick it up.
Let me show it to you.
He's written a book. It's so interesting. And we had this great off-air conversation. So excited to introduce you in our author's corner to Larry Pinsett. He's written a book called CHAPS. And CHAPS stands for Clockable Hours Application Process and Pay System. But that doesn't tell the story at all, because it is incredible, the story, when I think about what's happening with money, when I think about people and jobs and their mindset. And I know, because I was there when I worked in corporate America, when I worked for a radio network. So, Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome, Kate.
Let's talk about that mindset, because this is a system that can be used for teachers, police officers. You worked in the postal system. Explain it to us.
Okay, CHAPS is a pay system. It's basically a pay system for everybody. And what I mean by everybody have 168 hours, and they're not aware of that because they think overtime is prevalent. But the labor law states that you have 8 hours of work 5 days a week. And it's kind of misleading for people to understand the labor laws, because the baby boomers, they think they're entitled to overtime. But overtime, there's no such thing as overtime in 8 hours. And have 12 hours in the a.m. and 12 hours in the p.m., and that's 24 hours. And then you have 8-hour shifts. You know, at the post office, they call them tours. And then you will see that in my book, once you get the book. And the plant, you know, a normal plant, you know, like outside workers, they might call them shifts. And then CTA and Chicagoland area, they call them picks. But either way, it's just 8 hours per day. And a lot of people don't understand how many hours that you had to work for a yearly salary. Most people think they work 2 weeks for a yearly salary. But that's not true. You had to work a total of 8,320 hours for a yearly salary, and then it's 2,080 hours for your yearly salary that you see on your paycheck. But you had to work 2,080 hours for your benefits that's tax-free that you don't see. You had to work 2,080 hours for your stipend pay that's tax-free that you don't see. And you had to work 2,080 hours for your next year's salary. That's amazing, Kate, because guess what, Kate? If you did this pay system, that means that you are working, and the work that you do, you can plug it in. I don't care what you do. Are you a dishwasher? If you are making planes, if you are cutting hair, any job, if you plug chapter in correctly, Kate, you're going to get debt-free work. And that's very important, Kate, for the medical field. Because guess what? They're always asking about how to pay for all the health care. You know, it's amazing. You can easily pay for health care. And what is it? Non-affordable health care, you can easily get debt-free. Because the workers will do that debt-free if they plug in into a tax pay system. See, a tax pay system is basically for to do three things. The first thing is to get people a double salary. Because
right.
God promised us a double, you will get a double salary. Now, it's a lot of people that don't believe in God, so I don't want to play the God card because, like I say, a lot of people don't believe in God.
Sure.
But it's a lot of people that do believe in God, okay? But that's neither here nor there. The people got to understand, do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your grandkids? Okay, the boomers are out of here, see? And the boomers set a bad example on how to work. See, so because the boomers really didn't realize for a long time that they had their own fingerprints. And they had understood that they had their own DNA. But they still don't understand that you have your own hours. So once you have your own hours, it's just like you owning your own house, Kate.
Yeah, you know,
like I own my own house, okay? But if I don't pay taxes on this house, I won't have it for long. It's just like the NFL, Kate. Not for long. And you know,
yeah.
There's nothing when I mention NFL. Did you see those contracts recently? There's some
yes.
Baseball players are getting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, it's off the chain, Kate. You know, but
it
I
is.
What,
it's.
Kate,
it's crazy. Now, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you tell them owners to run chap. So this is what they're going to get. If I give a guy, it doesn't matter what I give him, because he got to give it back to me. So let's say if I give a guy $100,000, so it could be broken down hourly. So every hour, every week, in the chap pay system, every week, he's going to have to work 10 hours to pay for all his benefits. And then that's non-taxable. And then he's going to have to work 10 hours to pay for this year's salary. That's taxable. And then he's going to have to work 10 hours to pay for a stipend pay. Because the reason he's getting the stipend pay, that's non-taxable. The reason he's getting the stipend pay is he's giving the money back. So he'll work another 10 hours to get the money back for next year's salary. And
yep,
that's for
yep.
the next year's player. So guarantee a guy that much money, you don't know what he's going to do. So obviously, you want him to win you a championship or bring you closer to a championship. And then if he's that good, you want to keep him. But then again, the owner, you know, if he's in a small market, he's going to be crying to him, oh, I can't afford it. But you
yeah.
go to the park. The fans can't afford it because the hot dog is going to be so high.
I get it. You're going off on the sports thing. I totally get it, Larry. But I want to make sure, because we only have a couple minutes left. What do you want people to take away from reading your book?
I want the people to understand that they have 168 hours. And I want the people to understand that they are working in an hourly pay system, which all our politicians are not. And in the hourly pay system, you are giving the money back to the owners. You're giving the money back. They're like in any contract. So everybody have 168K. Everybody. And you should buy this book and understand this book. And then so everybody will work for the future, because everybody's crying about health care. You get debt-free health care. Jesus Christ was the first one to work in the job pay system. And then, like I told you once before, when he fed the poor, the hungry, no charge. He preached, no charge. He healed the sick, no charge. So if you work in the job pay system, every job and everything that you do is no charge. And what you are doing, you are leaving money for the future. And then you got to get the book and understand the book. And then you got to realize it's your money. It's your money, Kate. It's an amazing book.
It's your money. I get what you're saying. And I think it's probably registering with people that you know. You served 18 years in the Illinois National Guard. You worked at the Postal Service starting in 1995. You retired in 2009. You saw what was happening. And, you know, you were looking at what is this organization doing and what is not, you know, organized about it and what could be organized about it. And that's the frustrating part. So we have, just a minute left. Do you feel good about writing the book? I mean, just putting it out there?
Oh, I feel good because, Kate, I got it. I got the book. And then, so I'm going to leave you with this. God made a promise. He said he's going to give you back double. He said you read chapter, and you're going to see that you're going to get back double. And then what it is, it's a future thing. It's for our grandkids. Chapter is a generational pay system. You know, it's like the stores that we used to know and stuff like that, talking about brick and mortar, they're closing up. But with Chapter pay system, they would never close. Never.
Never close. I like that, because there's so much that happens now that's so frustrating to people on jobs and people that are looking for the job to do something for them. And you said it. You can get CHAPS on Amazon.com. Again, clockable hours and application process and pay systems. That's what the acronym stands for. Larry, thanks so much. Good luck with the book, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you, Kate.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.